On June 18, 2023, Carlicia Hood was punched three times during a verbal disagreement with another patron in a store. The other patron's name was Jeremy Brown. There were other customers in this store. However, no one helped Miss Hood from being physically attacked. Her 14-year-old son, in defense of his mother, shot Mr. Brown three times. Mr. Brown ultimately died from his injuries. Miss Hood and her son was arrested shortly after. The charges were ultimately dropped as, according to the law, this was considered self-defense. Initially, the news media reported a conspiracy between Miss Hood and her son to kill Mr. Brown, which was incorrect. Despite there being other adults in the vicinity, Mrs. Hood's son was forced into a position of defending his mother from physical assault. We're sharing our opinions in this episode called When the Wrong Thing is the Right Thing. Hey, Ousters! We are back with another episode. Tanya.
Janine.
So we are rushing out an episode because we just want to be current and talk about the things that are happening now. Even though we have our plan for our future episodes that we're already recording, we felt the need to go ahead and get this one recorded and kind of not rush it out, but get this out quickly, because boy, do we have some opinions about this here.
Absolutely. I don't want them to think that we're not gonna still do the vote and give them the opportunity to choose our topic, but because this was so talked about and so mainstream, not only just talked about in mainstream, but I think we should talk about it. I think it's a very important topic, especially how things went and came about. And so that's how come I was like, hey, you know, let's talk about this. I know we're going to do the votes. I know we're going to give, you know, our ousters the opportunity to voice their opinion on what's next. But this was, I don't know, it just really hit home. It was important to me, you know.
Yeah. So we want to talk about Carlicia Hood and Mr. Jeremy Brown. This happened within the last week or so.
Correct.
Roughly. And it's being talked about pretty much everywhere. You know, on the news, they've kind of stopped reporting outside of the fact that she's now suing, Miss Hood is now suing the police department.
Right.
But you know how social media goes. There is, even though the news may stop on social media,
it does.
The news don't stop.
Right. And it's always more to the story.
Right.
I remember when I first came to you about it, and you was like, well, that's not what they're saying on the news. And I was like, hey, look, they might not be saying it on the news, but you need to see this video that I saw, because this is clearly not what the media, not social media, but the actual media, the news, this is not what they were putting out there. I was like,
quote,
what?
Unquote.
Right. Okay, there we go.
Reputable sources.
So I was like, what? Wait a minute. This, hey, since when did social media become more reliable?
I think that's part of the problem.
We're like, wait, what?
So I think that's a big problem, because I think it's odd how like social media is, it moves a lot faster than, you know, what's supposed to be reputable news sources. Mm-hmm. And I say, let's kind of back up a little bit and talk a little bit about what actually happened.
Okay, I'm with it.
So Miss Hood and her son were going to get some food. They were going to, as a hot dog joint in Chicago.
Correct.
They were going to get some food.
Correct.
And while they were ordering their food, an altercation or an argument ensued between Mr. Brown and Miss Hood. But Mr. Brown proceeds to hit on her three times physically. Mm-hmm. He hit her three times physically. Mm-hmm. And Miss Hood's son ultimately had to defend her.
Right.
And
shot him
and killed Mr. Brown.
That's correct. But I would like to take it back a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say how the argument even got to that point. And that was according to the witness that really did come forward and tell exactly what happened and gave a much better insight mm-hmm. on what took place, which was
Rahima. That's her first
Thank
name.
You.
Well,
Thank you, Rahima.
We can't find her.
I couldn't find her last name. Well, I know I was listening to another podcast, actually a YouTuber,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I actually heard her speak. And that's when I found out. I was like, oh, okay, so this person came forward. And she said she was there, and she explained the dynamics a lot better than what I even initially thought.
Yeah.
Because initially I was like, well, what are all these people around
doing
and
nothing.
No one's doing anything to the point where this 14-year-old, this baby, technically a kid, had to come to his mother's defense. Like, what are all these other people doing? And then come to find out, according to witness, you know, testimony, was that the guys that were there were older guys. They wasn't in a position
mm-hmm.
to where they could really step in and be of the assistance that she probably needed in that moment at that time. And neither were the women.
So do you think that absolves them when a child has to pull out a gun to help defend his mother?
I don't know.
Because even if they're older, he's still a child. This is something that I've kind of...
Well, saying it like that...
wrestled with. I'm wrestling with that part. That's not an easy conversation.
It's not. When you said it, I was like, well, you know, they're kind of old guys.
Okay, so
but
what?
Then I look at... That's what I was about to say. I look at... Let's just take... I'll take our father, for example, whom is deceased.
Mm-hmm.
He was older, but I don't think it would have stopped him from... But, you know, he's a different case.
He's a different kind of guy. He's a different type of guy.
I don't know if we want to use him, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They might be related.
Right?
I'm sorry. I'm talking about.
That was wrong.
I'm so sorry.
But
so,
there's a.
I'm sorry.
Undertow truth in that.
You think he's the knockout king, huh? Oh, that's because you never met.
Okay, y'all. So some of the stuff that's coming out later is. Oh my God, we can't even talk about that yet, right?
I'm sorry. It was premature.
We'll come back
to that. Okay.
But I mean, this is a serious topic. But you know, you guys know. Sometimes you have to find a little bit of humor in some hard topics because...
It's not a laughing matter by any means. It's not. It's because at the end of the day, Jeremy,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Brown, so he was not in control of his emotions and that cost him his life, which is sad. It's sad for... It's unfortunate for him. It's unfortunate for his family. It's unfortunate for this young man
mm-hmm.
who ultimately took a life.
14.
At such a young age, at 14 years old, okay? And then we're talking about a woman who was brutally attacked.
I mean, she was punched 3 times.
I mean, she was, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe if her son had not, I believe it would have continued.
Yeah.
I believe that would have continued.
I think
and
so
he
too.
Did. He did it so... He did it like it was a okay thing. It was too comfortable for him to just do what he did. He was way too okay with it. It was almost like he felt it was okay.
Like that was his norm.
And the sad part is that when it first hit mainstream, some of the things that people said about this victim, because she mm-hmm. was... absolutely a victim, and so was her son.
Yeah.
And the stuff that they said, they tried to paint this really awful picture
mm-hmm.
of this woman who was completely innocent. She was upset about her order being wrong. Who wouldn't? Now, well, not
at 12 o'clock in the morning, whatever okay, time look. In the morning, I might be hangry. So yeah,
but it had nothing to do with him,
right?
For him to, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if they didn't have your order right, you would want them to fix it. And that, I mean, that's anybody, any paying customer, that just makes logical sense.
I don't care if you're paying a dollar.
Right. Okay. Period.
And I maybe it's mine. Maybe my expectations are too high. I don't care if it's $5.
Okay.
Please get my shit right.
Right. Exactly. Preferably. Sorry. Right. No, you're right. Sorry for what? You're absolutely right. Can you please fix my order? I'm sorry that you have to wait a little bit longer because I want them to fix my order.
But that's not her. That wasn't her fault. That was the vendor.
But he got so irate, according to witnesses. He got so irate about that. And that's what ultimately led to him letting his emotions get out of hand. And the way he did it, I could be wrong. Again, you know, I could be wrong, but... Yo, you've had to have done this type of thing before because you did that way too. It was too second nature. Yeah. It was too like, it to me, you thought about that before you did it. I mean, it wasn't no impulse.
Either that or it's kind of like this, he's made a habit of it.
Absolutely.
It's either.
You've done this before, huh?
Yeah. And the news, not even just the average people, like the news vilified this woman.
Absolutely.
And like when you first talked to me about it, it was like, well, I'm like, I don't even see it on the news. They're making it. They painted Ms. Hood as she was a conspirator with her son.
Yeah, told her son. Yeah.
Told her son to go get the gun.
Yeah, yeah. All lies. They
vilified her, which incidentally, she actually had a license to carry. Yes. So she was well within her rights to actually have one. Mm-hmm. So they vilified this woman, and not. I understand, like, news moves fast, and we talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Like, it moves very, very fast. Mm-hmm. I think social media moves faster sometimes than what's supposed to be reputable news sources. But, like, if you don't know, then you don't
be
know.
Be quiet.
So don't, like...
Don't put it out there until you get all your facts.
Right.
Get the facts right. I agree. Absolutely.
Get the facts straight before you vilify.
Even when I came to you with it.
Anybody.
Exactly. Even when I came to you with it, and I was like, "Hey, yo, T," like,
I was like, "I'm not seeing it."
What did you do? You was like, "No. I got a fact check. Let me fact check this." And I'm looking at her. I'm like, "Yo, look at the video. I think this is fact check enough. Well, let me send you this video."
That was the thing.
The video, right?
The video that where he was actually hitting her.
Right.
Come out until like a day or two later from the day that we actually started talking about it, right? So when it became public. So you were seeing it on TikTok.
Right.
ABC and the Chicago
News. None of them had that.
It was like 2 days later.
Correct.
And then in the meantime, she's painted out to look like she's some crazy woman who don't know how to take care of her
kid. And the police wasted no time. Let's not forget that because like they issued
arrest warrants really quickly.
Yeah. And I know that's something that me and you kind of discussed, you know, previously, like before we actually, you know, did the episode or whatever, but you know, like they move fast and we all know there's other cases where people have gone weeks and months.
Can we talk about Mr. Armand?
I'm just saying, you know, weeks and months.
They were never charged.
And never arrested, never charged. And then in the same night, wasn't the same night or the next day, the warrants.
It was pretty quickly.
Right? The warrants went out and then they turned themselves in.
Maybe within the week. Yeah, within the week. Yeah. For sure.
So I'm like, oh, well, that was real quick, wasn't it? Because,
you know.
Yeah. Under normal circumstances, it usually don't work like that, do it?
Well, I wonder. I wonder, now, Ms. Hood is suing the police right now.
Correct. Rightfully so.
I would like to know how they conducted their interviews or what was said during those interviews that would lead them to believe that they're immediately the guilty party. Because if they were conducting their interviews correctly, they would have, in my head, and maybe I'm wrong here, but in my head, the first part of that, outside of the video camera footage and shit like that, would have been him punching her.
It could have very well been a case of where they felt like it was an easy open shut type of a case, because, but me, you know, ex-law enforcement, okay?
Yeah.
Now, giving them some credit. Now, I'm like, all the police officers that I worked with, right? Yeah. They're going to do their job. They're going to do their due diligence, okay? Yeah. So, and it's unfortunate that we do have some that do not.
Right.
And I'm not even saying that's what the case is here, because we don't know. Because what I am saying, mm-hmm. As an ex-police officer, okay, you're going by what witnesses are saying. You're not there. Mm-hmm. The dead man can't talk, right? And then Miss Hood and her son, yeah. They're gone, right? Because I'm pretty sure you're in with the adrenaline and everything that's going on, like you're thinking probably to just get away. And not really because maybe you did anything wrong. It's just to get away from
that situation. Did they miss that whole part? Like, with all, I'm not saying the police officers themselves. I'm talking about the witnesses. So however many other people were there, but incidentally, the people that worked at the establishment, there were other patrons there. Whoever the hell was recording it initially, how'd they miss that?
That's what Rahima was saying, is that she had the video.
Mm-hmm.
She actually, from my understanding, from what I heard her say in the interview,
uh-huh.
And whenever I find the link again, we can actually, if you would like, kind of like implement that so they know where we got,
yeah.
You know, got this information from.
Yeah.
But she said when the altercation proceeded, they actually pushed her and she actually dropped her phone. Okay. So it is definitely more to the story.
Yeah, but that's one person.
That is one person. Again.
Thank God she had it on video.
And that's exactly what Miss Hood said. She was like, yo, if it wasn't for you, you know, who knows? Me and my son might have still been, and I'm quoting what she's saying. I'm just not, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Would have still been there fighting to prove their innocence if it wasn't for that video. So,
I mean, I get, you know, let me not speak for we, but I appreciate law enforcement. I do. So don't take it in terms of like I'm coming down on them, right? Because I'm not. I appreciate the ones that do their job, but I always, my concern is always, are you trying to close the case? Or are you trying to find out what really happened?
You're not there. When I used to come up on a scene,
yeah,
right? I don't know what happened. I have to go by what this witness over here says. Yeah. This witness over here says, and you know, whoever's present, and then figure out somewhere in between is more credible. Who, what makes sense? What this ain't making sense. This can't be the whole story. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I got that.
So in the defense of these officers that came up on a scene that was not there when it happened, you know, they have to go by what other people are saying.
Really, the witness statements.
And who knows who even stuck around? Let's keep that real now. Who knows who stuck around? Like, okay, oh, well. No, I didn't see anything.
Shooting, I'm out.
You know, bullets ain't got no name on it. So I don't know who was still present once that happened. So, you know, I'm not saying that they were right. I'm not saying that they were right. And I'm not saying anything like that. But I'm just saying from my experience.
Yeah.
When you pull up on a scene, you don't know.
Yeah.
You have to try to put the pieces together. And you're going off of what is said and what is visibly seen.
But how is it? Okay, so how is it that all of this stuff is happening within days? It's all over news, social media, right? The question I ask is all over. This is the real story. This mm-hmm. is the real story. But in the meantime, they have an arrest warrant out for them. They're turning themselves in.
Mm-hmm.
But while they're doing all this, social media is like, no, this woman was defending herself. She's getting punched. And her son is like, shit.
Right.
He's left into position.
He's watching his, right.
This is what anyone. Doing the wrong thing sometimes is the right thing. And this was that in this instance for this child. It is heartbreaking to think that this child had to take on that responsibility. Because he's 14, he's a child. He had to take on that responsibility. But I guess the bigger thing is, like, how is it that social media knows all this, but the police, you're still issuing arrest warrants. But on TikTok, they're talking about, oh, this is not what happened. I'm not saying that the police aren't doing their due diligence, but there's a major disconnect in even maybe some of the witnesses that were there. So y'all wanted to put this shit out on TikTok first or get this on social media first versus getting this to the police who has arrest warrants out for this woman.
But that's not on law enforcement though. That's on the people that were present. That ain't got nothing to do with law enforcement. Law enforcement is thinking they're doing their job. Now, I'm not trying to defend them by any means. That's not what I'm doing here. But what I'm saying is, as being in that uniform and being out there, you know, certain stuff ain't on us.
But I watch 48 Hours.
Okay.
I'm a big fan.
Okay.
Okay. And how they do it, they're looking at social media. They are checking people's social media. They're trying to solve a damn crime. How did they miss this shit? I'm not saying... These are the questions that, or maybe my humble opinion.
So you're saying that it was a rush to judgment, maybe?
I feel like to a degree, maybe it is. Because you're here at the arrest warrant stage, but on TikTok, it's like, oh no, she was defending herself. And for the people who are giving these witness statements, that's the other piece. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a rush to judgment, but there's a major disconnect. Because I watch 48 Hours Investigates, and believe you me, they're checking the profiles of all, you know, of everyone they're trying to arrest. So how can that?
That's how they arrest.
That's some how people. Because people are
doing like, wait a minute, did you post that?
But
oh wait a minute, do you have your location on, sir?
Right.
I know where this is.
Oh, okay. Okay, but that's, you mentioned this, and this is the other piece.
Okay.
So for everyone who was out there posting that shit on social media, it's going viral here on TikTok or wherever the hell is going viral. Don't you think the police might need to fucking know that first?
Okay. Well,
you made an excellent point. So what?
But wait. But how is that?
It's not the police's fault.
The police's fault.
No, they need to learn how to police in the information age. I'm not saying that they weren't doing their job.
Okay.
I'm saying that world has changed.
Oh, they use it,
but they didn't use it here. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. And I'm okay with admitting that I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Okay. Being wrong and having your opinion, your opinion doesn't make you wrong. It just says that you have a different opinion.
Looking at it the wrong way. And I'm always open. Like, tell me so I can look. So maybe I'm looking at this differently, or maybe I can look at it differently.
You can only go by what you have. You have a dead guy who can't tell you anything, right? And technically, when you're looking at it, maybe some witnesses that's like, I ain't even got nothing to say. I wasn't even there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here? I'm not saying that maybe it wasn't a rush to judgment, but what I am saying is let's look at it from all angles. Yeah, like it's a possibility they thought this was an easy, you know, open shut case. Okay, we got dead guy over here, shot in the back. Okay, they're gone.
Winner, winner.
They fled the scene. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't have all the facts. Let's just be honest, right? Now, where is their fault that they didn't have all the facts? I'm not trying to be funny. Like, that's up to the people that were there that chose to say... You understand what I'm trying to say?
Within 2 to 3 days, they're making an arrest. This that other story that we're talking about, it took them months.
We're going to get to that. We're not going to talk about the details of
what I'm saying.
Okay.
It took them months to come up with a fucking arrest, even though the clear evidence said that this person did it. So sorry, y'all. We're not trying to be vague, but there's another recording that we are planning on. But there seems to be a disparity in there's no, not disparity, there is no uniformity. That's the better way of saying it. Where you have cases like this that within 2 days, oh, here's your arrest warrant. And with this other thing, months. It took them months to issue an arrest warrant. Months. They had clearly had all the evidence, but it took you 2 days. But TikTok knows what happened, but y'all don't. So there's no uniformity in policing. Now, maybe because this was in different states. That's a thing. It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. But the things that they said about Ms. Hood, like before.
Oh, she's a villain. She's a villain.
Oh, mother. My God. They was like, oh, they she's need to bullshit. Look like. Oh, women need to learn how to be quiet. She's trying to be a man. She's trying to do this. And I'm like, not one time when I looked at that video did I see anybody that was irate other than him.
Yeah.
Other than him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she wasn't irate. And then the crazy part was that she wasn't even talking to him. She wasn't even talking to him. It's, yo. She ain't even talking to you. She is literally trying to get her son to go to the car because she didn't want him to witness the hectic thing that was going on.
She's like,
hey, go to the car. Any mother would be like, hey, go sit down in the car. You know?
Like, let me handle this.
Hey, you go sit to the car. You go sit in the car. You go sit in the car. I'm pretty sure she never thought in a million years
I'm going to conspire
that he's going to. No, not even that she was going to conspire, but she probably never thought in a million years that he was really going to hit her.
But that's how they portrayed her.
They did. They portrayed her like, oh, she wouldn't shut up. But she wasn't even talking to him. She's trying to get her son to go back to the car.
And then this is related but crazy. Unrelated. It's like when women who are victims of sexual assault and they're victimized, they don't come forward because they're afraid of being vilified or being made out to be,
or domestic violence,
or even domestic violence. They're made out to be as if, oh, it's your fault.
I know from personal experience.
You see that shit played out right here in this instance. Like, this woman was just defending herself.
So just like in my case, like as experienced domestic violence, when I went, that's exactly how I end up feeling. Like, that's exactly how that judge made me feel. Like, I had a part in that somehow. And I'm like, what? So just hear me out. After experiencing that, that would make any person, just not even that in itself. Because let's talk about way before it even gets to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know my...
Okay, so let's talk about way before it even gets to a court or at a judge. Let's talk about all the women that keep it secret. Out of the embarrassment, out of the fear, out of everybody else's judgment and comments and opinions. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't, when I saw how he hit her.
Mm-hmm. What was the, you said something to me about the first thought that you said when you first saw it. You were like, what? You said something. That was in our conversation.
Oh, he definitely does that before. He's definitely done that before. He's definitely, I mean, I could be wrong, but you know, you was real comfortable with that. You had no problem hitting this woman. If you would do that to a complete stranger,
what would you do to someone you knew?
What would you do to somebody that you knew? That you knew probably wouldn't.
Well, could that be why he's now being called
the Knockout King?
The Knockout King.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Like, wait a minute. We're proud of this?
What?
What's the word I'm looking for? We're glorifying?
Yeah. Well, so for listeners, The latest is,
look, it's family. Not funny. This whole situation is not funny. So please do not take us taking this part of
There's
it.
There's a level of sarcasm in this.
Like, this is not funny by any means. It's not funny for that man who lost his life. Mm-hmm. I don't care what he did. It's sad, you know. It's sad for that young man who has to deal with that at such a young age. And that woman, Ms. Hood, who was violently attacked.
Yep.
Okay, they have to uproot and change their whole life around.
If not completely moved.
You know, they definitely have to find out. They're definitely going to have to relocate. You know what I'm saying? They have to change their whole life behind this, right? But the Knockout King?
Right. So, listeners, the
come on.
During Mr. Brown's services, the family.
Come on.
Allegedly, because I didn't see it.
Allegedly.
Was wearing.
Make sure we put allegedly. But it's all over social media, but we're going to throw allegedly just to cover us, you know, but.
Was allegedly
Knockout King?
A Knockout King
t-shirts. That's correct.
So it kind of circling back to that point, like this was not the first time you've done this, because apparently your family knows what time it is and your family is out here posting wearing proudly Knockout King's t-shirt. And like we were talking about off this recording, like we mourn the loss of our loved ones.
Anyone. I don't care what they did.
No matter what they do in
life. No matter. It doesn't matter.
But you don't glorify those types of
things. Like the bad behaviors. Like, wait, what?
Because this whole incident led a child to take someone's life.
Right.
But you're glorifying the fact that you are so comfortable going around punching
people. Punching people. Right. Right. What?
So it's okay to mourn. But glorifying his violence.
Right. So y'all think it's a good thing that he doesn't know how to control his emotions or his hands. Oh.
This is a Knockout King.
Knockout King. As a parent, and just maybe not even as a parent, just family in general.
Yeah.
People might have people in their family that
they make mistakes.
They make mistakes. Or they don't always conduct this. Heck, I don't always conduct. I almost didn't conduct myself just now if I would have said that joke on the air. But it doesn't matter. The point is this right here. But we don't condone or we don't glorify the nonsense. You take pride in that. Like, I'll use my kids, for example, you know. I'm proud of my son now, especially my son that really kind of got it together and he's going to college now. He, you know, he's kind of doing his thing. Mm-hmm. But initially, there was a time when he wasn't always on that right track. And I love my son and I'm coming through for you. But condoning what you're doing and glorifying that?
Especially since this took this person's life.
Like someone is dead here. He ain't knocking nobody else out.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't understand that thought. Like, that's all you got? Is this all? And I'm not being sarcastic when I say it. Is there nothing else
that positive?
Positive that you can speak on about this person?
Right.
That could be more dignified and not throwing more salt in the wound of Miss Hood and her son.
Right.
Like, you're throwing salt in a fucking wound. Like, I don't get that part.
Yeah, it's disturbing to me. Like, wait, what? All things that we could have possibly said. He's a father. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm trying to say? But we're going to talk about and add extra emphasis on what ultimately cost him his life? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to me.
Could it be because this is just what can go viral? Like maybe it was different for his actual services. But what? No. You actually wore these motherfucking t-shirts. Sorry, folks. We made a conscious effort to not edit out any of our cursing this season. So we're just not, okay, we were trying to keep it as PG as we could last season, but we decided that we're just going to keep it even more raw as we possibly can. So y'all might hear it.
Hey, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that. They absolutely did.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, poking. Poking at the victims here, right? Not saying that Mr. Brown was not a victim. He did lose his life. Mm-hmm. Okay. But like Ms. Hood and her son had the GoFundMe page to help build up her defense because they were even talking about that.
The family.
Like, we didn't need no GoFundMe. And I'm like, what?
That's the best you got?
Like, listen, and maybe this is just me. Maybe it's the type of life. Maybe it's the years that I had with our grandmother. I don't quite know. Because I think this will go for you as well. But if my son, brother, sister, cousin, father, whoever, committed a crime against somebody else, I could never apologize for them because it's to them. But I would so have such a compassion for them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, I would so be like, yo, I am so... I can't really explain it. Like, that's why I don't really, it doesn't make sense to me. No. Because me, even if I lost that family member because of whatever, right?
Yeah.
Where does the, I'm sorry he did that to you. I'm sorry that this happened to you and your son. When does that, or does it just not? Because
apparently it's
they don't feel like they did nothing wrong. They don't feel like he did nothing wrong. They feel like that behavior is okay. And maybe that's why he felt so comfortable.
Empowered.
Maybe that's why he felt like it was okay. Because obviously no one in his circle.
Oops, knockout king.
Thinks that this is bad behavior.
I do think that there is sometimes when we are grieving. You know, there's that saying about funerals brings out the best and the worst in people.
And everybody grieves differently, too.
And everyone grieves different. So I'm not making excuses, but how much of this has to do with how the family's kind of processing their grief and whatnot? That could be part of it. But there is I don't think they necessarily have to apologize for his actions because they didn't do that.
He did. That's correct.
But you can be empathetic.
Okay. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. Okay.
And understand, maybe I'm sorry for the situation because now this child had to take someone else's life because he couldn't control his fucking anger, starts wailing on somebody.
Right.
I know. But there is a way to be empathetic with it where you can grieve that loss.
Right.
But also, like, not dig into that other person. So, like, they're digging in.
Yeah.
Their pain, like, because you can't tell me that Miss Hood and her son, they're not, this is going to be painful. Oh, they're going to have to live with this for the rest of their lives.
Yo, if you see that video,
she's
like,
devastated.
She broke out and cried. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, yo, this is so tragic. The story, even though I think a lot of people are getting likes and views and hits and, you know what I'm trying to say? Behind it, it's a real tragedy.
Yeah.
It really is. You know, regardless of the t-shirts, which I think are absolutely foolish. Like, what? Mm. But that's my personal opinion. I mean, it's a fashion statement. You like it? I love it. And it's what they say. They're saying, you like it? I love it. Okay.
But you look like a fool. Sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but you look foolish.
Nah, it's...
That
it's,
was very unfiltered, but, like, you do look foolish.
Right, like, wait, I'm so... Like, something happened here that cannot be reversed.
Yeah.
And that's the bigger picture that... Somebody lost their life.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Brown might have lost his life or did lose his life physically. This little boy, his life drastically mm-hmm. changes. His mother drastically yeah. changes. And I just...
He did the right thing. Like, he did the right thing. And it's sad to say he did the right thing.
Absolutely.
But in him doing the right thing, he had to take someone's life.
Right.
And I know, like, we talked about it, but, you know, there's... Okay, so there were other people around. Okay, so they were older. But you've lived a long life. And I know that sometimes when you intervene, sometimes that can go badly for you. Like Mr. Penny in New York, he intervened and now he's being arrested and being charged with murder for being the Good Samaritan. So I understand that sometimes being the Good Samaritan can land you in trouble. I have mm-hmm. a hard time reconciling why at 60, 70 years old, even if you couldn't prevent Mr. Brown from hitting Ms. Hood, mm-hmm. could you have prevented her son from taking his life, like pulled him aside so that way he didn't have to make
could
that
it have
choice?
Not escalated? It's a possibility, but that's neither here or there. And honestly,
that sticks with me. Like, that's still like that sticks with me.
And in all honesty, it's the individuals. Like, I can't judge somebody else for not acting or not wanting to act. Yeah. I just think everybody, especially onlookers, love to say shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah.
Right? But if given and in that situation, you don't know what your reaction is going to be. You just don't.
Yeah.
And it could be a reaction where you have the evidence that this lady needs to get off, like Miss Rahima, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, or it could be a situation where you really step in, but you don't know. So a lot of onlookers can have a whole lot of opinions and say a whole lot of things. Well, it wouldn't be me. Well, you don't know what you would do if you're faced with that situation. You might have would have ran too, because mm-hmm. judging from the way he was hitting her,
hit me next.
Like, dang.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You never know how you're going to react when it comes to a situation like that. But you know me. If I get a whiff of some shit.
Yeah, we're already going to be gone.
I'm out.
Like, oh, hamburgers, anybody? Let's not do hot dogs today.
Oh, wait, you hollered? Oh, okay, time to
oh,
go.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you hear that? I hear a altercation. Okay. And me, and I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that is, but me... I'd be like, oh, let's go see what this altercation is about.
Yeah, like, let's go like, run what? Through the fire.
But, hey.
Me, I'm like, oh, this feels off. Let's go.
Let's just leave. But I think if it really got to that point, I probably would be like, hey, you know what? I'm not feeling these hot dogs in the moment.
Yeah, McDonald's is open.
Yeah, somebody.
Past midnight.
Let's do nuggets.
For real. Wally rolled up. Let's go make some eggs.
Do they still have the McRibs? Because. Just not the hot dogs. Sonics, they still sell hot dogs. They got Sonics around here.
Like,
no.
Well, like, all joking aside, you're right. Like, you don't. You never really know how you're going to react when it comes to a situation like that. We'd like to think that we'd all do the right thing, but sometimes you have to make choices.
Right. Right.
And that's what he did. That's what Mrs. Hood's son did. And it's unfortunate this is, it ended all the way, you know, it ended the way that it ended.
I think that would be most loved ones would have a similar reaction. I think about my boys, even my really good child that's never in any trouble. Yeah. I could see him yeah. like I could see. And as a parent, that's the first thing that I thought. This poor kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm not taking anything from her because she was attacked. I definitely felt bad for her.
Yeah.
But my heart goes out to both of them. But he's just a kid.
Yeah, he's going to have to live with that.
He's a kid. And he's going to have to live with that. So I really hope...
You know, for all those people who were talking about why couldn't she just shut her mouth, why couldn't Mr. Brown shut his fucking mouth?
But no, why he couldn't keep his hands to himself?
No, he shouldn't have said something from the first place. Like, okay, so her order was wrong, but that had nothing to do with you. That was her business between her and that store.
Right.
If there was anyone who should have kept their mouth shut, it was him. And for anyone else there who was saying, oh, she should have just kept her mouth shut.
Right.
I'm giving you the middle motherfucking finger.
Okay.
Because, and y'all can't see
and rotate it.
But it's up. And I did rotate it. Sure did. I'm giving y'all the finger. Because.
Like, just because someone doesn't be quiet, it doesn't give you the right.
So she should just be like, okay, my order's wrong. I'm just going to take shit and eat it.
Because you're mad. Right.
But, like, if there's anyone who should have just kept their mouth shut, it should have been him. Because y'all wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be talking about it today had you just let her fix her order with the people that she was buying it from. And just kept your fucking nose out of it. But you're the knockout king.
No, keep your...
Sorry, sir. I'm sure he's looking down on me right now like this.
If I could knock your ass out, I would.
You're the knockout king on your ass. True. I know I sound so judgmental, and I am full of judgment on this because look at what happened. Yes, I'm judging him.
I was definitely, and you know, that's the reason why I had, was like, hey, yo, you have to see this. Mm-hmm. I thought about... Yo, he has definitely done that before.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that's all I could think. I just, again.
Yeah.
I took it maybe personal, maybe because she was a woman, maybe because I have experienced domestic violence. I'm really not for sure. But when I saw it, and then when I heard what they were saying.
Would you be looking at this different had it been... I'd like to think that, I don't know, but would we be looking at this differently had it been like a woman? Like if it hadn't been a Mr. Brown, had it been Mrs. Brown, would we be looking at this any different?
So this is
what?
Well, hold on.
Cause it was, he's a man.
Okay.
Mr.
So
Brown's a man.
So, and I mean this clear across the board, keep your damn hands to yourself. Mm-hmm. Keep your hands to yourself. I don't care. You can be mad. You can be angry. You can cuss. You can say whatever you want to say. And you have the right. Keep your damn hands to yourself.
Man or woman.
Well, I don't care if you're woman, man, what you identify as. I don't care. Keep your hands to yourself. And maybe we can all walk away from this and walk away safely.
Do you think it would have... I feel like it would have ended differently had it been, if Mr. Brown had been a Mrs. Brown. I think it would have ended differently. Because I could be wrong, right? I could be wrong. But would it have been different? Would her son have made a different choice? Like, okay, that's a woman. You're a woman. Y'all can fight this out verbally. I think women are better at using their words versus resorting to violence first.
Yeah. No, I think that's a little sexist. Yeah, that's a little sexist. I feel like anybody that doesn't have control over their emotions just doesn't have control over their emotions, and that has nothing to do with gender.
I felt like I need to
not having control of your emotions is gender neutral, honey.
Like, I think it's a question that should be asked. Well, we all be looking at this different. If that was two women,
I think if it was two women having a beef and a woman was fighting another woman, I don't think it would have led to gunfire.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because it's a level of urgency when you see this man who is obviously way more powerful. And I'm not saying, like, I'm not being sexist. Please understand where I'm coming from. I'm just saying, like, this is a man.
You're a man.
A man who's genetically different.
like you, like it's like don't put your hands on it.
Don't put your hands on nobody. Man or woman. Even if it would have been a woman, I would have still felt like the same way. Yeah, like keep your damn hands to yourself.
But I do think it might have ended differently.
It might would have ended differently.
Her son may have.
It'd have been a fight. It would probably been on social media the same. But I don't really know. I don't know. I think if I saw someone whooping up on my mother, my sister, my brother. I don't know. I can't say what I would
do. Just fight this out. I mean, I would try to break it up.
You would try to break it up?
I probably would. I would like to think I would. I would like to think I would. But then it depends. It depends on who's around.
I don't even think we would be. I don't even think we'll be there. I think as soon as you hear an argument,
I'm like, oh.
Oh, here we go. Dang, not tonight.
I'm a big believer in trusting my gut. And if I feel that the energy is off or someone's energy is not quite right, we can come back another time. I'm a big believer in that energy shit. And
me, I'm a big believer in food. So I'm going to be like, hey.
We going to stick around.
Can I get this hot dog, please?
Well, here's the deal. If I ever say get in the car or if I ever say we got to go, then we just got to go.
It's hot dogs, though.
I don't give a fuck. If it's not a New York hot dog with the onions in the right way.
The red onions.
Red onions.
Okay.
Like, I don't mean no red hot dogs like they hear out in the Carolinas.
Right.
I mean, like a fucking ballpark Frank. Or Nathan's Frank.
The real long. Wait.
I know this is off topic. And we have to take this part out. But I don't really fully understand hot dogs that are red. Why do you require dye in a damn hot dog?
Why are you taking that out?
Okay. I mean, we can keep it, but I just think it's strange.
Like, why is this hot dog red?
Why is this red?
What is the red dye do exactly?
To the flavor?
Maybe we should Google that.
Why is this red? Is this your signature color? I mean, what?
A signature color?
Let me see what.
Oh, you're really good at Googling. Oh my God. Why are they red now?
Oh, okay. Apparently there was an actual reason for it. It made it more palatable.
More what?
More palatable, maybe more pleasing to the eye? More palatable.
And
we must make the hot dog more palatable so people will fucking eat it.
So how does the red dye help the taste? Because there's some other hot dogs that's damn good.
No, I think it's the visual. Because the food dye made the grayish. Because a hot dog has a weird color.
You know, it sure damn does, doesn't it? It does.
I'd rather not be eating red dye.
Sometimes they look a little green, though. You notice that? They're right.
Are they moldy?
No, you ain't never know. Sometimes the hot dogs, they have like a gray, green looking color. They do. Ones.
You know, like I buy the S-Bar. Sometimes I buy the S-Bar. They hate it, but they prefer these. But the S-Bar has a greenish tinge to it.
It does.
The cheap ones. But I'm like, it's a dollar. I don't care.
Do what you gotta do.
Right. Budget.
Shoot, the way groceries is, I'm gonna have me some chickens in my backyard. Chickens and goats.
My only request, for your neighbor's sake, I know you have a fence, but for your neighbor's sake, please get those fucking chickens and a hen house.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
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 I was tortured. I was tortured by people not penning up their chickens.
Oh, that is right.
And the dog would go crazy. And it literally.
Whatever happened to the chickens?
I think they got eaten for Thanksgiving. The chickens and the turkey. I have PTSD from that shit. So anytime I hear chicken, I'm like, oh.
I'm so sorry.
Your face.
It's because
oh my God, your face. It's no. Every time I hear like, I'm like.
So that's how come when I was like, I'm going to get me some chickens.
Did I make a face?
You did. I just didn't get it because I was like, what the hell is the problem?
No, because I do.
I'll pluck some damn feathers.
No, it's not the chickens per se. It's hearing the dog barking the way that he did every single time the damn chickens were in the backyard.
Okay.
In my backyard.
Okay.
Or in my front yard. Okay. I didn't have chickens. They had chickens.
Okay.
But I had to hear it.
But it did now.
Ousters, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you like the Ousters. That's just something new we're trying out. It came out very organic, and I just think it's kind of neat. We're going to have some Ousters.
I like it.
But thank you for listening. We want to, of course, give our condolences to the Brown family. No matter what we think and how things are being handled, they still lost a loved one.
Absolutely.
And condolences should be given. So condolences to the family of Mr. Brown. I do
want to say the same for Miss Hood. And I know it's not, they haven't lost their lives, but they've lost their way of life.
Absolutely.
The way that they're living because of this. So I think that condolences should be offered because they did lose something.
Right.
They lost something.
Right. Their life forever be different.
Yeah. So thank you for listening. As always, we appreciate your feedback. So please feel free to comment or send us DMs, or we want to hear your thoughts. We want to hear your feedback. So thank you for listening. Peace out, y'all.
Good night.
Hey, OUST listeners, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We wanted to take a moment to provide resources. If you or someone you know is a victim of domestic violence, you can find resources with the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Their phone number is 800-799-7233. Or if you know anyone who is a victim of violent crime, there are resources with the National Center for Victims of Crime at victimsofcrime.org. Please know, when we're recording and discussing a difficult topic, sometimes we introduce levity to the subject because they are difficult topics. We want you to know that that's our way of working through it, and of course not to offend anyone. So thank you for listening. We appreciate your support.